Julie and Beth, thank you so much. Let's give them another, give them some more love. Thank you. So some people talked about the class we're teaching, so I can't teach a class without bringing some of that into this, into my Sunday talks. So I'm going to start out this morning with some points of Louise Hay's philosophy, which goes right into the principle is not bound by precedent, which is I'm talking about this morning. And so Louise Hay says, we are each 100% responsible for all of our experiences. Every thought we think is creating our future. Our point of power is always in the present moment. Everyone suffers from self-hatred and guilt. The bottom line for everyone is, I'm not good enough. It's only a thought, and a thought can be changed. Resentment, criticism, and guilt are the most damaging of patterns. When we really love ourselves, everything in our life works. We must be willing to begin to learn to love ourselves. Self-approval and self-acceptance is the key to positive changes. I don't know how many times I've read her book, but every time I read it, I am reawakened, reminded of the how important it is to love ourselves. And I love teaching this class because I too learn. And it's very important to read somebody like Louise Hay. Louise Hay was a religious scientist. I believe she was a practitioner. And everything in her book talks about this power that is in life. She never says the word God, I don't think so, maybe in a few of her things. But mostly, it's there's a power that will serve you, that is serving you, that is at the very center of your being. So now we're going to talk about principle is not bound by precedent. Principle is not bound by precedent means our past, our history, has no power over us except what we give it. Principle is a changeless truth. It's always the same. It never changes. Principle is something you can rely on. Like the sun comes up in the morning, sun goes down, tides, level changes. There's a power for good and you can use it. There's a presence of spirit in everything. There is a creator at the center of all of life. There is a life force. So a principle never changes. Principle is a changeless truth. It's always the same, time and time again. Life is eternal. That's true. There's a power within that is greater than our history. Think about that for a minute. So here's your history. And here is the power within that is beyond the history. It is the life force that lives within you, greater than your history. History is only an event. We are each 100% responsible for our experiences. Now, that doesn't mean that if you grew up with a abusive family or that somebody in your life abused you, you didn't make them do that. However, if we keep repeating what was done to us or a belief about, you know, I've said this before, my grandmother used to always say, you know, she'd say, there once was a little girl who had a curl right in the middle of her forehead, and when she was good, she was very, very good, but when she was bad, she was horrid. I got horrid more than I got good. And she'd say, because I think I would ask her, am I pretty? And she'd say, pretty is as pretty does. Well, I never did pretty. So I lost on that count, you see. So there's an idea that I held for many years against myself. There's a power for good, and it's alive within me, and this is my history. And it really has nothing to do with me unless I say it does. Everybody get that? What we believe about our experiences, we keep repeating. I repeat them because they make great stories. But they're so long ago that, thank you, God, that they no longer are part of my repertoire. What we say to ourselves creates our life experience. Because we've heard it time and time again, and if you read Louise Hay and her story about her life, she tells you how she rose above the history of abuse and created through that life of hers something for all of us to have, to use, to be able to find that same strength that she found. Oh, did I forget? I did. Peter, on my desk are a couple of rubber bands because I have a rubber band theory. And it's very important. I thought I had everything, but hey, there isn't there. No, it's not there. There's a blue one and a tan one. Colors don't matter on rubber band theories. Okay. I like this rubber band theory. Thank you so much. And I got two of them in case one breaks. Here's what happens to us. This is the rubber band theory, okay? Here's our history. Here's where we want to be now, where we want to be creating a life that lets that history go. But notice that rubber band's pretty stretched, isn't it? And so we want to move forward. We want to keep taking these classes. We want to keep doing the study. We want to keep changing our mind about ourselves and about life around us. But we can't go any further because we're stuck back in some of the old beliefs of our history. Do you understand that? This is the rubber band theory. Many of us want to keep moving forward. That's going to break. Without doing the work back here. That's why I love Louise Hay so much, because what she says is we want to bring up these issues, not hide them, because if we hide them, it limits our progress forward. Get that? So we need to do the things that she suggests, or take the classes, whatever it is, or ask for prayer, that I would like whatever is I'm holding in my consciousness, in my mind, in my idea of myself, that I wish to be released of it. I wish to let it go. Because, you see, nobody else can tell me I'm pretty but me. Do you get that? So, pretty as pretty does, I do pretty all the time. Oh, I get to move forward. And when that does come up, I can say to it, you no longer have power over me. Or one of the things I love saying is, I'm so sorry, please forgive me. I love you, thank you. That's all to me, not to anyone else. You see? Because when we can heal this history, we can move forward. And then we find another piece of history that seems to got our arteries clogged or something, and we get to take care of it. Because that's our job, to release, to let go, and to keep on that path that moves us forward. Principle is not bound by precedent. The principle of life is not bound by our history. We can be free at any time. Wanting to move forward means we need to take a look at our old beliefs, our old ideas, our old hurts that hold us hostage to our past history. And when it comes up, not being upset about it, but just saying, oh, I had no idea that was still there, still present for me. Releasing ourselves gives us freedom to move forward, to express and experience a greater life, a greater opportunity. Because our point of power is always in this present moment. Hear that. Our point of power is in this present moment. However, if our present moment is colored by our old hurts, our limitations, our guilt, we can't move beyond those until we allow the healing to take place. And we've all been healed in one way or another because you get up front and you say, there's been a healing that took place. And some of you even this morning said, I don't know how it happened, and it happened different than I expected it. Yeah. Because we're not in charge of how it's supposed to show up. But I don't know about you, every once in a while I think I am. By changing our thinking, we get to use that rubber band philosophy and go, oh, that's just the point that's got me stuck in old beliefs. That's all it is. We don't beat ourselves up for it. Unless you choose to. Ernest Holmes says, we realize that all the spiritual power there is at our disposal, and that no matter how limited a viewpoint we may have had yesterday, today we can increase our field of inner awareness, making possible a greater connection of our own divine nature through our own thinking. Again, we're back to change your thinking, change your life. Nothing is written in stone. And sometimes when these old beliefs come up, I just have to say, where did that come from? That's no longer who I am. Just because our thinking has been limited, or we believed it to be true, doesn't mean it's permanent. Hear that? Whatever you're struggling with, you just tell it. It's not permanent, that there is a power greater in you, through you, and around you that is greater than that condition. Yes? Yeah? Everybody agree? Anybody disagree with that? Raise your hand. We'll point to you. Our job is to challenge our thinking. Not be afraid of it. If our thoughts aren't loving, kind, and life-affirming, it's definitely time to make changes. Because you see, that's our power, that's our point of power, is that we get to define life. Life is an adventure of imagination. So, why not imagine your best? Imagine that car or that truck coming into your life. You have no idea how it's going to get there. But we say, Spirit does, God does. So we just trust. Thank you for this wonderful new vehicle. Every one of us, at any moment, can be free from the past. I'm living proof of that one. Free from any negative thinking. And so Ernest Holmes gives us 5 ways to go beyond our limited thinking. So let's take a look at that. Tony, let's see what number 1 is. Number 1 says, I should start with an understanding of the power of infinite intelligence. This power is not limited in any way. Now, keep that in mind, because we tend, as human beings, having a spiritual experience, we as humans tend to limit ourselves, don't we? We limit ourselves. We say, well, I'm this age, or I've had this kind of education, so that limits me. Or I have only this much money, so that limits me. And so we've got to start understanding that there's a power of infinite intelligence. There is a power that wants only our good. So we want to stop limiting our good. We want to bless everything that's coming into our life that is supporting us, that shows up for our greatest good. Okay, let's look at number two. I begin to recognize the power is within me. Let's say that together. I begin to recognize the power is within me. Because you see, if you think it's within everybody else, you're going to lose that presence of what we're really here to express. Spiritual beings having a human experience. We're spiritual beings first. We're human to uncover all of this. It's our life force. Now, we all know this because we see that. We see the results of the life force in plants, in trees, in animals, in babies being birthed. And we see that life force when we tap into our meditation time, when we tap in or sit with a practitioner and listen to their prayer. I don't know about you, but have you ever sat with a practitioner and listened to their prayer and just noticed, felt that shift, something happens? Because they're speaking from that place, that life force, and it wakens that in you. It's just like a guitar. If you strum a guitar and you've got a guitar across the room, the string of the other guitar starts to vibrate. When you sit with a practitioner and they know the truth will vibrate in you. So let's go to number three. So let's say that together. I identify with this power. That's your job. I identify with this power. This power is in me, through me, as me, and it's got my name on it. How cool is that? And so let's say the bottom part together. There is only one life. That life is God. That life is my life now. That's probably one of the best sayings we have in Science of Mind, because these are the kind of things that you can say. There's only one life. That life is God's life. Then sometimes we say that life is perfect and that life is my life now. When we're wanting to start changing that, those beliefs and those ideas that seem to sometimes come up out of nowhere. Remember, it's the rubber band theory. It's just that part in us that says, recognize me so that I can move forward with the rest of me. Does that make sense? Recognize me so I can move forward with the rest of me. Let's go to the next one, number four. Okay, let's read that one together. I increase my expectation of it working in me, as me, through me. I'm the one that has to say, whether I see it or not in the very moment, that I recognize that there is a power for good. It's working in me, it's working as me, it's working through me. And the universe is waiting for you to point the way. If we keep pointing the way from our history instead of where we want to go, then this is the area that the universe is going to keep giving us back. Does that make sense? The past has no... What is that talk title? The past has no... is not bound by precedent. Principle is not bound by precedent. I like saying the past. Only because that's where we get stuck, isn't it? In our old beliefs. In whatever took place. How many years ago, I heard this minister once doing a talk, and he's just going, so how long have you carried that bed with you every day? 30 years? I'm sitting there going, okay. All right. The universe is waiting for you to point the way. What is the way? In whatever direction you want to go. The way is in the healing. The way is in the new vehicle. The way is in a great and glorious happy life. The way is drawing to you people who are loving and kind. I like that one. Okay, let's go to the fifth one. Let's read it together, the top one. I continue until it becomes real for me. I I continue until it becomes real for me. That's why I'm a minister. I'm just continuing, you know. It's like there's just more to learn. There's more to understand. And the more we continue until it becomes real, we've got to challenge those parts in us that we are not being real with. Because you see, all Spirit needs is us to point the way. This is where I wish to go. This is the direction that I'd like my life to take. I don't know how to get there, but I know God does. So let's finish up with the bottom one. I open my whole consciousness to the influx of the one power, which is larger and better. The one power, which is larger and better than you can ever imagine. So just say, I have no idea how that's going to take place, but I know that it's God's good pleasure to give me the kingdom, to give you the kingdom. Committing to gently loving kindness toward ourselves is a good starting point. To be aware of what we say to ourselves. So I invite you and ask you today, what will you commit to? So I'd like to end this talk by a few things that Louise Hay says about loving self. Loving the self. Love is the miracle cure. Loving ourselves works miracles in our lives. I am talking about having a great respect for ourselves and a gratitude for the miracle of our bodies and our minds. Love to me is appreciation to such a degree that it fills my heart to bursting and overflows. Love can go in any direction. I can feel love. I can feel love for the very process of life itself, for the joy of being alive, the beauty I see, another person, knowledge, the process of the mind, our bodies and the way they work, animals, birds, fish, vegetation, in all forms, the universe and the way it works. What can you add to this list that brings love and joy to your heart? So let's take that into prayer. How good it is to recognize that there is only one power, one all-loving, all-nurturing presence by whatever name, the Beloved, the Infinite, the Divine, Spirit, God. There is only one life, and that life is unique, and that life is perfect, and that life is special, and that life is being expressed in and through and as each and every one of us. For we each are the unique, beloved place where God shows up. And it's up to us to say yes, hallelujah, to that. I am that I am. And to remember that no past, no event, no circumstance has any power over or in or as us than this love that God is in and through and as each one of us. So I claim and know that anything that has held you hostage up until now is released and dissipated. It has no power over you. And the power of grace, the power of the Beloved, the power of Spirit is mighty and beautiful. And lifts your heart and renews your soul and reminds you that you are a spiritual being, that you came in with this power and you leave with this power. And it is just here to support you in having this human experience. How good is that? How great? How magnificent is this life that we are never alone? We walk in the light and the love and the magnificence of pure spirit. And so greater than what I can speak in words, I know has already taken place in the mind of God, and I trust that divine mind to guide me through this day and to guide each and every one of us in a greater sense of self-love, self-acceptance. For our history, our past has no power, but the power we give it. So I just release my word into the ever-living, loving law of God that always says yes, returning to and through each and every one of us, multiplied, magnified, spilling over. We are full of it, and we celebrate that fullness. And we just let God do God's work. And if you're in agreement with anything that I've said here, please join me in saying, and so it is, and so it shall be. Amen.